regrets. I have some. Well, let's make it a heap. We look over the woulda, coulda, shoulda of season 2018 thus far and start planning for round 9 and the upcoming buys here on the official AFL Fantasy Podcast.
G'day with the traders. I'm Roy. I coach Destroy and I'm here with Warnie.
Coach of the Warn Dogs.
And Calvin.
Coach of Calvinator.
Not very enthusiastic there, Cal.
No.
You sounded all right, actually, considering how down and out you should be.
I am down and out, dog. I've been down and out for a long time.
Don't do it to him, dog.
No, it's
no,
fair.
No, he deserves it.
I do. Boy.
Do you?
Yeah, when the dog's down, I love to kick a dog. You know?
You do. It's filthy. However,
I want to call the RSPCA every single time I have a bad score.
I'm feeling for you, though, Cal.
Yep.
It's just crumbling.
It's crumbling. Destroy. it's beyond...
No, it's salvageable. No,
it's not, Roy. It's done and dusted, unfortunately. So,
the
anyway.
Thing is, I look at your team.
Yep.
And I
so
just
do
think.
I.
I don't. I just think it looks fine.
It does, Roy.
I don't understand where the points aren't coming from.
I don't know why.
Is there an incorrect calculation in there? Or
there's a glitch in the system.
There must be.
Yep. So, I don't understand it. I'm going to talk to the people who actually run the product. Like Warnie and his mates, and find out, are they adding my score up correctly each week?
The thing is, at the end of the day, this all still rolls nicely as long as Dog's going well, and he's went well again this week. So, Dog, we might kick off with you, mate. How'd you go?
2061. I was a little bit disappointed because it could have been better, but it did move me back up a bit in the rankings, which is nice. Up to 1,500 again after getting outside the top 2,000. Pushing back up to where I should be. So.
Are you capable of saying your score without saying not what it could have been or should have been?
He's always whinging, isn't he?
Isn't he?
Oh, we're happy.
He's the most kissed on player in the whole competition.
Oh, hang on, don't you get
And you're telling me that,
like that
it could have been better.
Unbelievable.
Of course it could have been. I had blokes that just got me 100 all the time.
So that what, your bad players didn't score enough?
No, it's just getting me 100. I want more.
Oh, my God.
He's a greedy dog.
The time that you become complacent as a coach is the day that you should pack up and be ranked about 13,000. Right. Like you, Calvin.
This is true. However, complacency, you're the one holding Jack Billings each week. Now, Cal, what did you get?
F6.
1973. Not good. I would have liked an extra 27.
Did you look up any of the dates from 1973?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Vietnam
was
War.
That your birthday?
Vietnam War finished, but I'm happy to start it up again, dog.
Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, came out then.
Did it? Oh, you've already done it, have you? Has that been you over there?
It's just got on Wikipedia.
Look at you over there.
Charlotte's Web. That's got a pig in it, doesn't it?
It does have a pig in it.
Was it a bad pig?
Potentially.
Oh, speaking of which.
You get stuck in a
we'll
web.
Go there later.
I've been stuck in a web, all right.
Roy, you're in the middle, as you are, week in, week
Captain
out.
Captain complacent. No, not complacent, just mediocre again. 2032 could have been better, though, dog, if my players played a bit better.
Yeah.
Mm.
Good. That's the way you should be coaching.
Right.
Tell them that.
So that improved my rank again, so I'm hopefully going to continue moving in the right direction. Now, plus threes. Mine went to, finally got some runs on the board for me, Menegola. Got 120 or so.
Yeah,
I needed it. I enjoyed
and
it thoroughly.
Played with
it
the
saved
big three.
My weekend. Yes.
And scored well.
Yeah, because I don't mind.
Kicked three snags, did he?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So he should be able to play a forward flank role in that team that pushes up the field and still be that top six, top three forward playing that role.
If this was me saying that, then Cal would go, not playing Collingwood every week.
That's true,
what
though.
You'd say to me. No. Why don't you say it to Roy?
Because I wasn't really listening to what Roy was saying.
See how Warnie said it, but through you?
Yeah.
Because he wanted to say it?
No, but that's what he would normally say to me.
Unbelievable, dog.
You know,
I can tell what sort of episode you're going to have here, dog.
Oh, very rude.
A smirky one.
Very rude.
I gave my plus three to my highest scorer.
Oh, no.
My highest scorer.
Hang on.
Oh, no.
Here we go. Hang on.
Oh,
it's
no.
Rock time. 121, Ronkey.
So,
goodness me.
Your plus three goes to Ronk. That's fair enough. That's great.
Well, I'll be giving it to him.
But you scored 1,900 with Ronk in your team on Friday night.
1973. Can't round down to 1,900. It's 27 off. Yeah, I was. That's exactly what happened, dog.
Oh, my God.
When I have primos that add together that don't get to a
primos,
rookie,
define primos.
Michael Hurley.
Oh. Right.
And Tom Mitchell. There you go. Did not get to...
Two of your players.
Ronk.
That's just...
Yeah, rookie. That's bad. I'll add in Billings. Billings can come into that as well.
Billings
he's
is
not a primo. Come on, Cal. Who are you kidding, mate?
Rookies are
now, it is Ronky, for the record.
No, it's Ronk.
No, it's not. It's Ronky. The Swan said it.
No, their tweet.
Yeah.
They said it's like Lloyd is called Lloydy.
Oh. I didn't see
Bud
that tweet.
Bud is called Buddy. Who else have they got? I was going to say that's Heaney's wrong. Called Heaney, but no, that's not right.
well, he is.
No, they went through, but they just showed it. So it said that his name's Ronk, but we call him Ronky. Like mates. Like
we were doing with him.
Yeah.
Oh, so we were right all along.
Yeah, but you're only allowed to call him.
Because we're mates with him.
Yeah, you're only allowed to call him Ronk.
No, I'm not mates with him. Yeah. I don't have him.
Yeah. Bit too dear now, Roy. Sorry.
Well, he is. And don't be sorry, because he'll go back to scoring at 50 or 60 this week.
Tippy won't kick 7 this week.
What an effort, though.
Unbelievable. Warndog, who are you going to go with?
I'm giving mine to my old mate, Devin Smith. Brilliant. 15 tackles.
Yeah, good he's player. A good tackler.
One of the only great blokes tackler. That's out there trying for Essendon at the moment. So
they're a bloody rabble, aren't they, Warndog?
They're not good. That's a good thing.
That's an understatement. Mr. Premiership window.
Yeah.
How many weeks ago was it?
We're not here to talk about normal football. No, we're here to talk about fantasy football.
We were on a fantasy football trip and you said... They could win the flag.
He did say that.
3 weeks ago.
No, about 4 weeks ago.
Look at them.
Whenever it was. It was before Anzac Day game.
Devin Smith is clearly right your best player.
You get on a plane for an hour.
Is tackles. Oh. And that's your best player.
All right. Well, if your team doesn't have the ball, of course you're going to tackle. All right.
Be negative, dog.
Oh, negative. There's actually a lot in my team, but it's going to be Jack Billings. How on... I'm trying to play a smart game, but it's not a smart game.
Correct.
And that is to hold guys that I think or once were pretending premiums. And
he is not
and
a premium.
I'm just trying to play a game which I've stuffed up a lot of times in the past.
Yeah,
trading out guys that obviously he's had 100 this year. What was it, 120 or so?
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
But you just that's the one I stuff up every single year. Trade out a guy like that, then they come back, and we'll talk about some of those later on that a lot of people have done.
Yeah.
But you, Roy, made the right call to get rid of him a couple of weeks
ago. Yeah, and I'm like you, though. It's a very scary thing to do.
It is.
Because you know it'll come and bite you at some stage, but I don't think it's going to with Billings. He gets the -3.
Yeah, good
Roy, who's yours?
Titch.
Yeah, yep, fair enough.
Goodness me.
Do we blame Calvin for this?
Yep, blame me.
Well, that's what a few people have done, but no... Oh. If it wasn't for the RSPCA, I'd cut that snout fair off him this week.
Yep.
That was disgusting.
Yep.
You can tackle when you tag. They're not trying to stop you tackling.
Yep.
Do something.
Now, we did say, though, it was captaincy beware, Roy.
We did.
Yeah, but then you still made him #2.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me to just get a nice safe 100?
I told you to go McRae.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't have
because
him.
Everyone
it's not
in the...
my fault.
Oh, Calvin.
Trade him in that way. Anyway, but yeah, Roy.
Is that how Calvin's captains work? So your top 5 means nothing.
Yeah, correct.
It's just #1 that he's the only one that you care about.
That's a great point. It's a week-to-week thing.
You're a peanut.
This week...
There is only one person we can blame, and it's the -3 himself.
Yep.
That was appalling for someone who has been given the honour...
The honour.
...of having pig status.
Exactly. I'll be negative on a bit of one of your bomber boys, dog.
Oh,
Hurley.
How many of them? Oh.
54.
Yeah, that's not good enough.
Always good for a 90-year-old Hurley back there, but 54, that's a bit of a kick in the gut.
You got to get any bomber out you can.
Really?
Yep.
This is something you got to keep.
Like?
How was much?
Oh.
It wasn't good. Guelphy, will he be back
He'll
in this
be back
week?
In. Guelphy will be back in. Much, he was hopeless, but they were all hopeless, like you said. But at least Devon tackles. So credit where credit's due, dog. I hate on Devon a bit too much. I really do love his intent. 117.
You're still not an owner, are you?
No. And he's not in the top 6, so I won't be.
Oh, destroy. Oh. You're a peanut, just like Calvin.
On the Traders Podcast, it's time for Breaking News with Warren.
All right, the news that we've got for this week. Let's start with the MRP. Jack Zeeble, 1 week suspension.
Did he call me a peanut?
What did he call me? Both. You're a pair of peanuts. Jack Zeeble, 1 week.
Yep.
He
does this every now and then.
He does.
Zachy.
He got a nice little Ford status a couple of weeks ago. Which
blew it.
Which helped me in my draft. Competition.
Is that why you got it?
That's why I got it. And this is the He hasn't been very good.
No,
actually.
No, he's actually benchable. I just called him Zach, and he's hopeless. Move on.
Now, Roy, this affects you. Ed and Charlie, Kerno.
Oh.
Both of them,
God.
Two separate umpires, touched them.
What the hell?
What's wrong with these players these days?
There's a lot wrong with this whole situation.
Right.
Because what the hell is happening here?
Yep.
Why are they all of a sudden being touched up on the ground, the umpires? I do not understand. So players, AFL players in general, aren't necessarily that smart. They don't do an IQ test at the combine.
Yes.
All right?
No, so they working, do, sort of.
Do they?
Yeah.
Is it a legit one?
Oh, well, I don't think it actually stops them from being drafted.
Right. just checking that they're functional. Well, some of them are only just passing. So
yes.
Here's the deal. Umpires are getting touched. Players don't realise that you can't touch them or something. So there's players missing. Good players are missing because they're touching them.
Yep.
They're not working it out. Can the umpires just take a step back? It's too personal. I don't like how close they get to talk to players as it is anyway.
Some umpires touch players, though.
They do.
They do.
So I don't like that either. I don't like how everything needs to be explained. Umpires called it. By all means, mouth off at them. They don't need an answer
just
or an explanation.
Just be like sitcom. Just yell at them.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best way. So
I
don't like a lot of it.
Too?
Do you know what else I hate about the umpires?
All right, let's go.
When
we should just
like
have a normal
LA,
footy podcast.
They get right in, way too close.
Way too
they're
close.
Incapable of actually pulling anyone out of that fight anyway.
Yep.
So they're in close. They're at risk of getting touched or bumped. Yelling out things like, oh, it's going to cost you a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'll cost you a pack. No, cool guy. Zip it. I know you're trying to avoid a fight. That's not helping.
It goes back to, like, school education.
Yes.
For me.
Yep.
And the umpire should be coming around classrooms, speaking to the kids, explaining how they don't like being touched. Like, was it South
Happy
Park?
Harold?
No, oh. South Park with the sexual harassment panda. You know,
Education.
Dress up in a suit. Come around as a character and explain to the kids, we are umpires.
Yeah.
Yes, we can act like tools from time to time. Please don't touch us.
Yeah. And it's
simple.
Just embedded.
Yep. However, Stephen May headbutted an umpire, sort of leaned in and chill.
That's the thing.
But he was deemed wasn't intentional.
I'm obviously passionate about my Kerno boys here, and one of them's in contention for top eight at the moment.
It's just because you did a bit of work and put him in your top eight.
It is exactly right. So
you don't want to
I don't want to edit my work. But the thing is, so May, he meant that.
Yes, he did.
It was careless,
But he wasn't trying to hurt them or anything. Can you not pat them on the shoulder?
Is it not? Well, is it all careless, dog? Don't touch.
Like, that. You should just not touch.
Don't touch.
But, like, we try to be like the NBA.
Yeah.
In the AFL.
Yeah, we do.
But they put a hand on the shoulder when they're chatting to someone.
Yep.
Like two normal adults can do to each other.
Yes.
If he starts squeezing him in a pressure point or something, by all means, fine him. I don't know. Sorry, dog, what else is happening?
So, all the fantasy relevance out of that last 5 minutes?
Kerno should be fine.
Right, okay. Because we don't know that yet. He's off to the tribunal. Both of them, Ed and Charlie. Collingwood, Pendles was laid out on the weekend, but they're saying he should be right for this week. Saw that one coming. And Darcy Moore, hamstring. Jamie Elliott was also injured in the VFL.
Can he take a break? Nope.
Tom Phillips got some concussion. Roy, cost you our draft bacon cup game.
Unbelievable.
And Jeremy Howe.
Get hamstring this tag too.
Hamstring awareness.
Dude, that's stupid.
Everyone's got awareness these days.
That's stupid.
I've got bad fantasy coaching awareness, but
there's no test for it. There's cure for it.
Just say you've actually got a hamstring.
Hamstring
or it's
scan.
Sore? Yep.
That's all. You don't need to put awareness in it.
A bit tight.
All right, now Sydney, they've already ruled Buddy out. That's been about 4 weeks now. Mm,
that's a Bruce Hill, Roy.
Yeah.
That's hurting.
Very
Bruce. Him. GWS, Matt DeBoer, your mate Calvin Hammy. He's been good this year, too.
He's been very good.
He's been a good player.
Mm.
Now, do we have anything to worry about with Whitfield? He went off the ground with a bit of a shin injury, it seemed. Came back on. Bit of strapping around it.
That's just what he does. Drama queen, Witters.
He won't miss,
though,
really.
He's got a bruised shin. He came on, continued to play, looked fine when he was out there. Afterwards, nothing to worry about.
Should it stop me from bringing him in this week, because I'm considering it?
Yes, it should.
For the Bulldogs, Aaron Norton. He's a member of Team Calvin.
Yes, he is.
Oh,
so
my God.
He got 3 points on the weekend because he hurt his ankle. 22% of coaches have got him.
Yeah.
So. He's been solid, Norton.
He is. He's been very good and a walk up every week.
Yeah.
So he's just been riding my pie. Never actually played a game for me.
No, made some cash though.
Made a bit of cash. So
time to dump him.
Time to go.
Okay. For Adelaide, Big Sauce. He's talking about he's got a baby coming. Might be happening on Friday.
Can I say on that?
Yep.
I heard a ring of rumour that he may have missed last week's game just from being sore. So he scored 26 points in the first quarter.
Yeah. Mm.
He got a knock in the back and then only went on to score 53.
Yeah.
I think he may sit this one out.
He's been a disappointment this year.
Yeah, there's been a bit of a double whammy this week. Yeah, that baby plus that soreness.
Yep. So I think writing's on the wall there. Rest 12% ownership, Warren.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's a trade.
Mm.
Frio, Stephen Hill, quad tightness saw him as a late out. They think he'll be right this week. Now, David Swallow, bit of a knee. That's 40-odd points, I think he got. He's been a bit of a shocker for people that have been happy with him. Yeah, that's the thing. Mm. And that one hurts there. Now, as you mentioned before, May was found not guilty of umpire contact, but Day accepted a week for striking Neville Jetta.
Oh.
I wanted May to be out. Just to say, Mayday, Mayday, Mayday.
Oh, well done, dog.
Glad you found a way to still use that, Ripper.
That all afternoon when I was writing these notes up.
Well, that was good, mate. It was worth it.
Fantastic. Oh, no. Hang on. What's this coming through?
Now, here's Warnie with breaking news.
We've got some more breaking news.
Oh, don't. No.
Calvin.
What?
Team Calvinator's been dealt a massive blow.
So you've been sitting on this.
Oh, I only saw it 10 minutes ago.
Dimple alert.
Tell me.
I wanted to say.
So it's obviously someone I've got and you don't have.
Sounds like I don't have him either.
Correct. It's an Essendon player. Michael Hurley.
See, that's...
Oh, have mercy.
He's out with a hamstring.
No, that's ridiculous.
So that's Hurley, Norton, and potentially Witter in your back line.
You know what? That's...
You don't need this.
Two parts to this. One, another example of me copping these bullets left, right, and centre, while Ned Kelly over there sits there just getting not touched. Secondly,
oh man,
the trauma that you are putting me under.
Yes,
you have just sat.
You had him 2 weeks
for the last.
Oh no,
20 minutes.
Well, could have I just gone? G'day, with the train. Oh, Michael Hurley's out. I couldn't have done that.
You saved it.
It's the biggest name in there, and you've left it till last. You knew.
No, you put your nose at the bottom of the
breaking.
Thing.
You are just conniving.
We don't know much more about that because it is breaking news at the moment.
Who broke it? Do you know?
Don't know. I saw it somewhere.
Wow.
That's not even true. You made it up.
I hope it was. I hope my source is right.
And if you have made it up, you're sick. There's something wrong with you.
Nah, I have seen some info floating.
You sick as well. I think you were in on this as well.
I did sit on the news.
All right, just a thing about this weekend as well. We've got the China game. So that's happening in Shanghai on Saturday. And in that, it's going to be, interesting to see how players go over there. Last time, we looked at a few little stats there on that one.
So, but if you watched it, Roy, last year, it was like the biggest bruise-free holiday mode game of football you'll ever see.
Mm.
So Boakye went 150 plus, his highest game in his career. Cade Kolarjasny thumped out something good as well, his highest score in his career.
Wow.
11 tons
in
that game.
Aaron puts the Hall, high in Shanghai, doesn't it?
Yep. Well done.
Good. Thanks, guys.
Holek at 127.
Rocky will go gangbusters.
Holy hat.
Yes.
His break-even's in the 70s.
Well, he's doubling it, Roy.
So we're not getting him as cheap as what we wanted to.
Depends.
After the buy.
Depends.
Unless
you get him this week.
Jeez.
Well, so, yeah, so that's interesting. So they'll have the buy next week, so round 10. So just be aware of that. And this is the Rocky conversation, I suppose.
It's huge.
Is that it is normal rules for round 10. So that is your best 22 will still count. So it's not best 18 like the multi-buy rounds.
Mm.
This is the advice we've sort of been giving there. Like a lot of people are really avoiding their Port Adelaide or Gold Coast players due to this fact.
Yeah.
So, Robbie Gray, he's been fantastic, but, you know, talking about the weekend, though, he kicked six snags for that score just over 100. So, Rocky's back in the guts. But you couldn't, could you? I've seen a couple of people with both Westhoff and Gray in their forward line.
Yeah.
So, we're scraping for our bench. Like, there wouldn't be a lot of people that are totally confident on their seventh and eighth forwards at the moment to be playing, to be covering that.
If you split them across both lines,
it's
almost doable. Like, you'll take a little points hit that week.
Yep.
However, what they could do this week, Gray and Rocky, they could score enough this week at Shanghai to make up for a couple of rookie scores the next week. Is that viable? Or
yes, it is. There's
because
nothing wrong
Rocky
with doing that.
Is not going to be any cheaper than this ever in his life.
So Rocky had 19 centre bounce attendances.
Yeah. The completely third, different role.
Third most for the team. So,
and it looked like Rocky of old. And do you know why? Tackling. That is his barometer. If Rocky is tackling, the shoulder's fine and he is fine. Everything falls into place when Rocky tackles. He was tackling, and do you know what else he was doing? This is when I fully knew he was back. They had the ball on the half-back flank, controlled the game, wanted the ball in their hands, bit of possession footy. He was jogging up, turned and sprinted towards the boundary for that 20-metre kick.
Yep.
To him.
And they did it.
Plus six. Rocky is back, ladies and gentlemen.
So, are you any chance to be picking him up this week?
He's sitting there at the moment.
Wow, like, you've done it.
Yeah, but just obviously reversible, and I want to look at it, and it makes me sleep really well when he's there. However, I'm trying to justify it in my head because he's so cheap at the moment. But common sense says wait on it.
Yeah. 2 weeks. And sometimes, too, that bit of extra bit of data, like, you know, it's been one like, game was it a of one-off? Him being good.
Oh, we've gone early on the bid before. worked well.
The FOMO. Yeah. Rightio. Some Magoo's news just out of the weekend in the kneeful. Darcy Cameron, he was a bit quieter than his 173, 159 the last 2 weeks, but still 108. So that was a great score for him. Nick Newman dominated with 40 touches, 10 marks, 7 tackles, and 168. That's after his 138 last week. He is in some form in the twos, but the Swans keep winning, so he may have to stay in there and become a kneeful pig. Your mate, Nick Shipley, Calvin, 31 touches for him.
See, that just shows, isn't it, how far away the kneeful is compared to the AFL.
What did he score last
week? 30.
One touch.
You get about 30 more touches.
Yep. Whereas old mate coming
in the
from
kneeful,
that
or is he 300 times better?
Yeah,
in the kneeful.
Whereas that that Phillips guy from St Kilda from the VFL,
300%. I mean,
great numbers in the VFL. Plays AFL. That's continues right. on with great numbers,
isn't it?
No, what is he? I don't know. I'm losing the plot. Anyway, late.
It was a lot more.
He's a lot. He's a much better in the kneeful. Right? Yeah, for the Suns. Now they didn't kick a goal in their game. Schoenfeld was the best with 125. That Dawson, he's having a pretty good season in the twos with 104. Big 2 meter Peter. He's back in.
I love that, no.
And he had a 96, so he can't be too far away from resuming in the ones. Now, 8 Lions scored over the ton of that. No games in the Waffle or Sandful over the weekend, but we'll head to the VFL. Matt Kennedy, he was demoted, had 121, 31 touches. Speaker no English, had 30 hitouts, 88 points. Old mate Roughhead had 22 hitouts, so that was sharing the ruck there, obviously, and had 95. Now, Paul Ahern, 83 from his 22 disposals. North, though. They've been good. They were good again, even though they didn't win.
No, but they were pretty solid, weren't
they? The reigning premiers.
He's not exactly beating the door down. He's just tapping on it.
Yep. He will play a game or two this year.
Yeah, definitely. It
can't be too far away.
No.
For Solo, kicked 2 goals, 25 disposed, 108. He was the top scorer for Collingwood up against Geelong. Now, Tim Smith for Melbourne, 179K forward at 134. 3 goals, 20 disposals, 10 marks and 7 tackles.
That's a well-rounded game.
So he's averaging 106 from his 4 games. Now, Joel Smith, he's 170K defender mid. He scored 103. And Jack Viney, I'm sure he was eased into it. Maybe a little bit less time on ground. Out of 74. Old mate Mira, hopefully he can come back in at some stage. 88 he had. Jackson Merritt, he's the better Merritt. 151 he racked up in the VFL. He has to be every chance to come back in, as does
for his cousin.
Debut, Dylan Clark, 134. 38 disposals.
He 38 had touches.
He's averaging 126 in the VFL at the moment. He has to, in Essendon's now rebuild, has to get a game.
Similar to Phillips last week, even though he'd only been playing VFL, he was literally the form player at that whole club.
Yep.
Because he was finding the ball. Didn't matter what competition he's in. That's like Dylan Clark.
Get him in.
He's a form player in
now,
that whole club.
Yep. Guelph, we thought he was going to be back last week. Hopefully he's back this week. He had 91 points from 23 disposals, 6 marks.
I'll lose my mind if he's not back.
He's one. They he's one woeful. Of those ones. We're talking about that forward line. You know, wanting your players there for the China buy, but also we want him to be there to be covering during the multi buy rounds because he's still going to be in our sides because
Gosh,
he hasn't made enough money.
No, they will make so many changes this week. It's
so
unbelievable.
Stringer goes. You can't keep him in your team.
Don't know.
Is that a one-year contract for him?
6 months.
Return to sender for that package. Wow. Last one. Freeman.
Great call,
that was a good one. I think I've heard it about 300 times from other people. But
Oh, well, that was natural. Well executed. And,
it was all right. Now, Nathan Freeman. Okay, Nathan Freeman, watch every week, but he had 28 disposals, 2 tackles. How many points do you reckon that might be? 28 touches.
I don't know, as long as it was a zero in the hamstring column.
Yeah, he had no marks, so he only had 75, but the fact that he's racking up 28 disposals.
The fact that he's not injured.
That's right, he's got through a few games now, which is a nice thing.
Breaking even.
All right, some of the break evens that we would like to know about at this point. Highest one, Tom Mitchell, 164. He is dropping coin. He's down $109,000 now from his initial price. Remember, he actually went up about 50-odd grand.
Oh, we were so swaggy saying, how much are you going to pay for him?
Oh, and then, oh, mate,
He
picked him up at his top price. Rory Sloane's up at 161. Seal Buddy at 154. So some of these guys, we're going to see some guys come down. Gary Ablett probably comes down in price a little bit at 151 is break even. So he's at 787 at the moment. But can you trust him? I don't know if you can. Looking at the other end of the scale is, well, our cheap guys. Ben Ronk, negative 31. Now, he went up, this is a record, $72,000 this week. Wow. For this year, at least, anyway.
That's
close to a record, anyway. So he's up at 308. Is that too much to pay for him now? This is a common question coming through.
It is a common question, and yes.
Yes, it is, because he's not doing that every week, isn't he? He's not going to keep seven snags.
Playing the break-even game is a good argument as well, but I just think it's overpaying.
You get him in, he could easily have a 50 again this week.
Without a doubt.
So...
But he's still going up in price, but no for me.
Big O had a big score on the weekend, so he's got a break-even of negative 14 now, so he's up to 250 grand. A
couple of gutsy people rolled him as the emergency for Nick Knapp.
Nice.
I don't know how people are gutsy enough to do things like that, but well done.
Well, he's better than most rookies that would have been covering other lines
Nick
as well.
Nick will be lucky to get his spot back.
He will.
Yeah. Ed Phillips, he will be the most popular player traded in this week, which he already is at the moment. He's got a negative 13 break-even. 86 he had on debut.
He'll stay
in that side.
Must have.
Yep.
He's a must have.
You could almost go and play him on your field.
Without
and
a doubt.
Some confidence there with that.
Yeah.
203 grand you'll pay for him.
And
he's going to go up a fair bit.
He's got Collingwood this week, Rob.
Oh, goodness me.
Perfect.
Another 80.
Ton.
Yeah.
Also in the negatives is Matt Guelfi with negative 8. Hopefully he gets a game this week. But Flynn Apple will be quietly sort of getting his job done
in his
3 games. 51 average. But he's got a negative 2 break even. So up to 227K. Still cheap enough to get if you're looking for a defensive downgrade. But I'm thinking that defender downgrade probably should be Isaac Cumming up to 184. He had 52 on the weekend. 9 is his break even, so he's probably one to look at as you downgrade.
With their injuries, you'd like to think he holds his spot.
Yeah. Ainsworth is pretty good too. He's got a break even of 3. That is Braden Ainsworth for West Coast, and he had a 78 on the weekend. But you're definitely looking at Phillips as your midfield downgrade.
Yep.
As your number one priority. And then waiting for Thursday teams, we'll be live on facebook.com/AFL Fantasy Official. We'll be announcing teams. And if there's some fresh meat coming through, you know us, we'll be right across them and right across the numbers as we look to see who will be the best ones. Now, Roy, just quickly, you're rolling 22. How's that looking at the moment? Any changes for this week?
Just quickly, have I been cut down on my rolling 22 time?
Yes, because you talked about Charlie Curnow and Ed Curnow touching umpires for about 15 minutes.
Sorry, I apologise for that. Now, Sick Dog is back where he rightfully belongs. So, Hurley... I was going to get rid of him for the score. The injury rubs that in. So Hurley's out. That was unacceptable. Sick Dog is in. In the midfield, here it is. If Curno is out with this touching an umpire thing, he stays out.
Right.
If he is in and gets off, Bryce, I'm sorry.
Bryce, guys.
Yeah. Wow.
He's
out.
Yeah. He hasn't done much in the last couple of weeks.
The last month hasn't done enough.
People are frustrated with him.
Yep, so he loses his spot to Curno, depending on that decision. Now, the forward lines, I gave him a massive razz last week, saying they were interchangeable, light on, yada, yada, yada. They've all pumped out big tons. So the Hoff, he listened, he returned to his best, and he stays in. So that means Warney, Devon, Hogan, and Robbo are still just knocking on the door. So.
Oh, come on, Devon.
No.
He had 117 on the weekend.
Who could you knock out, though?
Yeah.
Taranto you'd have to knock out. And it's you could definitely argue that, but no, because you know who I like more.
All right, thank you for your rolling 22, Roy. Very good, and you did it quickly, much quicker than talking about Ed and Charlie doing the wrong thing.
G'day, I'm Tom Mitchell from the Hawks, and you're listening to The Traders with Roy, Calvin and Warney.
I didn't really want to play that one, but I didn't have much choice because about an hour ago, Calvin actually nearly burnt down this studio, breaking the computer and stuff. So,
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you forgot about that.
I did, actually.
I nearly had a conniption fit.
it was a stressful situation.
It was. I didn't know what to do. Anyway, let's get into this. And this is probably a good time to be a bit... emo and angry and all that sort of stuff. I sent out on Twitter, it was on a Saturday afternoon, basically talking about regrets of the season that I had. And it was while I was watching Bailey Fritch run around.
He's a very good player.
He's a very good player. I traded him out after he scored 47 and 47. It looked like he might have been dropped for that the Anzac Eve game. And it was, you know, just... smart trading, I thought at the time. I didn't even know that he was out. Then he was out. So I looked, oh, yeah, that's good. He came back into the side. He's had 88, 91, and 89. His break-even's down to 21. He's up to 212K now, and he is by far the best forward rookie you can be playing on your field at the moment, apart from your mate Ronk. But you're not expecting that. You would have to have confidence. Both of you blokes have still got him,
yes,
don't you?
Do.
And he obviously is sitting there on your forward line.
Yeah, so he's my F6.
Yeah, wow.
The rest of mine are top six.
Mm. Yeah, right. Mm. Wow, that's good. Yeah, all right, thanks. So we're thinking about the regrets that we had for this year. And so that was a regret, but probably my bigger regret, we'll ask you boys yours, but mine was starting Billings, which I think a lot of people would have.
Guilty.
And... I had a look, and I hate doing this, but my sick obsession with wondering these things. If I started Heaney over Billings, and I've always been a Heaney hater for some reason.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
I think it's because you blokes have just always had him. I want to be different.
Possibly.
I'm an idiot for that. I'd be in the top 500 if I just did that simple move and went Heaney instead of Billings at the start
Billings,
of the season.
That's why I can't believe you two still have him, because he is costing us thousands of spots every week.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's putrid.
Yeah, he's hopeless. You've got to get rid of him.
He's got Collingwood this week. He'll bounce back.
Well, actually, should do.
He should.
You'd like to think.
So that's why. What about you boys in Classic? Who has been, like, your regret, your Captain Hindsight regret that you wake up in the middle of the night and go, geez, I wish I didn't do that one.
Right. So for me, it was starting with Hibbert and Merritt.
Yep.
Okay. In the first three rounds, together they averaged 59.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Right. So, and then of course I traded Hibbert and now he's come good. So
you've still got Merritt though, don't you?
Still got Merritt. Yeah. So every time I see Hibbert, even around that 90 mark,
yeah, he was bad on the weekend, though, wasn't he?
Oh, was he?
He was awful.
Yes!
Yeah.
So sucked in.
Feel a little bit better about
that. Anyway, I'm a bit better now. What was your regret?
Oh, just two silly things. So, trading out the sick dog through suspension. Should have just held him.
You probably would have had a decent enough bench for that.
Yeah, and like now he's just doing everything we talked about every preseason episode. And trading out Menegola as well. Like... that's the only problem with having two trades early in the season when there's nothing really wrong, is you do silly things like that. Well, not everyone does. Morons like me do it. But I traded those two out, and I regret it.
Mm. Draft's a big place where you can feel some regrets when you look back over what your selections were. I picked Dusty at 5, and he just hasn't been good enough for that, like the guys that I could have actually had for that. But I think it was Hibbo. He was so I'm feeling your pain with that one, Calvin. He was my third selection, so he was my D1, and 33rd overall for what he has basically dished up over most of the time. Far out. Hasn't been very good at all. What about
for
you, blokes?
Me, it was... so McRae slipped to a round 3 pick.
Oh.
And he went at 39.
So I could have got him instead of Hibbert.
Yeah.
Like, think about that.
So I went up until this week. My regret was, of course, Rocky at pick number 9, first pick in my team. Since then, of course, he's got that 120 on the weekend and now has forward status. So it may end up okay for me. But, to see McRae slip down to 39 and he's gone basically 150 in his last three, that's not ideal, Roy.
No. All right. I regret nothing. But
what?
Listen to this.
You walked out of draft going, I've stuffed this up.
Actually, you were very negative.
Yeah, I was. Because I listened to people's feedback on Twitter. More fool me. I should back myself. I'm the smart one. All these guys, absolute bargains. And people couldn't see that. Morons. Now, what?
Where are you coming in draft?
About eighth.
Right.
But listen to this for a 2-week eighth. Patch. Murphy, Hartlett, Walters, Petraka, McGrath, Nicknat, Curno, Phillips, all injured or suspended in a 2-week patch.
That's not
you know how deep our draft like is? You know what the scrap heap looks like?
Yeah, it's not
not enough good. To cover that. Now, Curno's touched up an umpire. And, Duncan's been missing games in that as well. So I don't regret anything. I picked a good team. All you critical...
There was a little bit of risk in a few of those picks.
High risk, but I didn't know they were going to touch umpires and things like that.
All right, I hit it out on Twitter and a few people have come back. There was dozens of people just saying Billings. I reckon he has to be the worst pick of the year for what he's done.
And I was guilty of that as well, yeah.
Mitchell Turner, he traded him to get English up forward. So, nice to get rid of Billings.
Mm.
But, English.
Not to speak, no.
That didn't work very well. Spargo over Ronk came through from Andrew and Jimmy.
Oh,
so
that looked
this
like,
week.
Yeah. That looked like the right call, yeah. I thought.
And spending those extra dollars to do that,
oh,
it might even itself back out this week, so I wouldn't have too much
possibly.
Pain. Adam took Pahulky over Ronk this week.
Oh.
That's a real bad one. Aaron, trading Hibbard back in this week for his 64 after the 107
Aaron!
And 104. Yep, so he missed out. So he's
have mercy
got sick
on
of those
soul.
60s. So he missed actually... the 107, 104.
Oh, no. Nah.
So good, he's back. He's cheap now.
So he gets to hate him twice.
Yeah. Oh, that... Oh, I feel sick.
Aaron, you're winning.
Now, Mark, he said he got Merritt back into his team instead of McRae. He had that option to do that.
Yeah,
so,
I reckon.
And I reckon a lot of people would have done that. Like, we would have probably approved of that too, just going, it's Merritt. And he would have been cheaper as well, obviously.
I actually remember one of the three of us recommending that to people.
That was you?
Nope.
You can wear that one, Roy. Now, Sticky, he had Merritt out, scored well. Got him back in because he was scoring well this week to sput it up. So Merritt is a big one. He's on your Never Again list song, isn't he, Calvin?
He is, and I'll tell you why.
You got a few boos when you did sing that.
I'm ahead of my time.
Because
like
he was back in form.
Yep, and everyone's like, he's back. Guess
then,
what?
Cal knew. Nah.
And he's got a spud.
But you still got him in your team.
And you still got him in a spud this week.
Martin, Martin traded out Zorko before the 176.
Oh.
He started Redden. And then traded it before this run that he's on now.
Oh, God. Oh,
which is fair enough to do it, but, geez, those ones hurt.
Martin, well done for still playing.
That's unlucky.
Hang in there.
Adam Butts, he's decided to go against Mitchell. He was pretty happy about that when, you know, like he was disappointed early, happy when he had those 80s. Got him in this week.
Oh, so it's his fault. Adam.
Not very good. Now, some people, I did see the regrets that some people did say that they actually played this year because they are having an absolute stinker. So I don't blame them totally for that. But that's what we play it for, to vent and to hate the game because I think that's what we do every week. Week to eat, and we are getting through as many as we can here on the AFL Fantasy Podcast from Ali. Is now an okay time to trade O'Meara, or would you be holding until the buys? He's got a break even of 97, the round 12 buy, so that's the first of the multi buy rounds. Or do I upgrade, downgrade good rookies first? So do you get rid of a mid pricer, which is probably ideally getting rid of them at the buys, what we thought at the start of the season? Or do you go your upgrade, downgrade?
I call him a glorified rookie anyway. So
yep.
If you can get him to someone really good that you like McRae.
Yeah, which a few people are trying to do, I think, this
week. Yeah, I'd do it. I'd tick that off.
He's gone up 120.
Yeah.
He hasn't done anything decent in the last 3 weeks, just solid 80.
Yeah, no, get rid of him.
Yep.
Liam wants to know, who goes first, Kelly or Cunico? Kelly had one of his lower scores, still a 65, wasn't
it? Yeah,
but
gosh, we get greedy with... good ones like him, don't we?
The only thing about it, though, is just speaking price-wise, he's probably there.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going up a heap more, but we're still playing a rookie on field in the midfield
that's
for a while yet. So.
Well, he's average of 80.
Yeah, exactly. So he might as well be the one that you're doing that with.
Cunico goes there. He's gone under 70 his last two.
Has he?
Yep. So Kelly's only had one bad game.
He's done nicely.
He has done well. He's done fantastic. He's up nearly a couple hundred K, but it's time to go.
Now, I've got this decision to make, as do a lot of people, including Jeremy here. Trade out Doudet or Finlayson. Which one would you go with first? Is this where some buy thinking comes in?
It could do. It just gives me a headache, so I'm trying to avoid it.
So Doudet's got the round 14 buy, the last buy. Finlayson's got the round 13 one. So it might just... Round 13 seems to be where a lot of us are heavy of players out, I think. So
Finlay goes, for me, he went last week, but then he outscored Doudet. But, yeah, he had the most money
on his
head.
Not by much. They were both, both pathetic. So one
toss
thing,
a coin.
You actually convinced me to go the other way because I had... Doudet out, but I ended up going Finlayson out because you said Doudet hits those 80s or 90 more often. So that's...
It's not.
I'm saying Finlayson out as
Agree.
Well.
All right, Fraser, is McRae simply a must-have now?
It's very interesting. Do you know, the media is so far behind us.
Yes, they are.
Because this is the week they are now talking about McRae being in the chance of a Brownlow, being in
average 150 over the last three.
Yeah, exactly. We knew it weeks ago.
Yes,
we now, did. Once it hits the media and they start talking about it on mainstream,
yes,
that's when some heavy attention starts coming his way. When is that going to happen? Well, is it going to happen? Can he play through it? These are my questions that might stop him just reaching that must-have category.
This is the thing. So you're spot on. So 47 touches. Mm. You do that, your name's in lights.
Has to be. And
your name
done
is in
like
lights.
Weeks.
Yep. Now they've caught on, and now it's a big deal. He'll be in the papers.
Yep.
Goes to Adelaide against Adelaide.
Yeah.
Sounds daunting, doesn't it?
It does. Really?
You should see what the Crows have been giving up.
A lot.
It's nasty.
Mm.
Absolutely,
so he's fine
nasty.
Then.
He will be big again this week. He's going 140.
So he's must-have then?
He is must-have, but... Does someone like Hugh Greenwood get tapped on the shoulder and just shut him down? Just shut him down.
I think
he has to. Now, Hugh doesn't do much tagging, but he's about the only decent tagger they've got.
Yeah, he can.
He'd go with him pretty well.
At some point, he will be tagged.
He'll be stronger than him.
I don't think it'll be this week, but at some point.
Well, we have to answer the question. Is he a must-have? Are you guys moving heaven and earth to get him? Should people be moving heaven and earth to get him?
Yes, because at the moment... As far as captaincy goes, so we all went Tom Mitchell last week.
Yeah.
And we don't have McRae.
No.
And they go McRae. That's like a 200.
Is he going to average 150 from here on, though,
Calvin? 200-point difference.
Hang on. Have you done your maths properly on that?
Yeah, 150 gives you 300, and we only got 100 from Titch, basically.
Oh, by not having him.
By not having him, and he does that, it's a 200-point difference.
The guy told me
in what people did this week.
In the last 2 weeks, with McRae captain, he's gone up 14,000 spots. So people have been thinking, I'm out of this. But look at the jump like that.
Massive.
So, all right, here's a question from Facebook from Daniel Cooper. At this point, is it better to be upgrading underperforming premiums, so Dusty Gibbs, to McRae, okay, or should we still be looking to make some good cash by targeting rookies like Phillips? So, it's like, play the upgrade-downgrade game, which is what
question.
I'm doing with, like, Billings, for example.
Yeah, see, Billings
instead
isn't
of,
in the same class.
No, I know guys. That, but don't start.
I just wanted to remind you.
But, like, a bloke like Billings, a bloke like Parker. Parker still got me 100 on the weekend and lucky to be playing next week. But but the thing is, I've kept those guys instead of I could have taken that jump, and which would have, in hindsight, been a better thing to do. But
it's case
I'm
by
playing
case
the upgrade-downgrade game of trying to fill my team up with better players.
Yeah, I hear you. I have always been a fan of upgrading around underperforming premiums.
They come good eventually.
Well, they do, but I don't know if Billings actually has a good.
No.
But these other guys...
Okay,
so,
yeah, so...
Dusty.
The examples there, Dusty and Gibbs.
Dusty and Gibbs.
It's a hold. It's a hold and
You have to hold both of them.
You do.
Dusty got owned by Jacobs on the weekend. Now, I don't understand sometimes... Do these players know how they're affecting lives? I was talking to Thorpey in the gym today... Yep. It's Dustin's fault that Thorpey's in the doghouse because Dusty ruined Mother's Day.
Oh, right.
Put Thorpey in such a foul mood.
Yep. I can see that.
Yeah.
48 points, Roy.
They're affecting lives.
They are.
You've got to turn up and at least tackle or give your coaches something.
You do.
Our mate Pete as well, Dusty's captain, scored in the 1800s due to it.
Oh.
Just Pete. Does he not read Calvin's Captains?
No. Why I know you're not allowed to have dead air on radio, but moment silence, please.
Now, Taylor Butters, here's a good question. I think we all know which way we're going to go here. Got 250K in the bank, can upgrade Duda to a premium defender, or Tim Kelly out to McRae. Like the idea of keeping McRae over the rookies, over other rookies, but McRae just seems a must-have. I think I'd tick that one off. I'd be quite happy to play Duda and have McRae.
I know.
The problem is, which premium defender do you go
that's
to?
That's right. Yeah.
That's an issue.
That's an issue.
So Yo
I've stabbed at all of them wrong.
Yo's been going well, hasn't he?
Yo's good.
Yo's good. But obviously, everyone's
good.
Got lead.
Not 150
no,
good.
Not like captain potential good.
Yeah, that's what he does. He goes Kelly to McRae. Well done.
It's a great upgrade.
Yep. It's the best you could do.
And I am still, even though like Dewey's doing 50s and things like that, I don't know, the significance of an upgrade like that in the midfield is just worth hundreds if you've got him captain.
So McRae is 858,000. He's gone up 126. Break even of 97.
Can I just stop you for a second here, though, with this, okay? Because I love it. McRae, captain, gun. Think about Taylor Adams last year.
Yeah.
How much he averaged compared to McRae. So what, 115 or so Adams would have averaged? So
McRae was 104.
Yeah.
And he's gone 104 three out of 4 years.
Yeah.
Like the other one was in the 90s.
So he's obviously going to have more than that this year. Like what? He'll finish a year averaging 120 or something, won't he?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Now, Taylor Adams, he is priced at 625. So do you know how much difference
200
that is?
More.
That's another premium upgrade somewhere.
Thousand, yeah.
It is. So
that
is.
That's then turning Dewey into like sick dog.
Yep.
See, I'd prefer to do that.
It's
that's a smarter
premiums.
Thing to do.
I know. It
that's
is.
Taylor Rockwiz. Adams can continue.
I know. It's a risk. Rocky.
Tom Rockliffe.
He's even cheaper.
530.
Obviously, we wait a couple of weeks for him.
We do, but it's the name dog, and it's the point you're trying to make that I like.
Yes.
But yeah, still go McRae.
Well, no, we're trying to provide lots of balanced opinions here.
Yeah, we had to think through it.
Yeah,
we talk through it.
Yeah, God, it's not scripted.
It'd be nice to have McRae as your captain for these next couple.
Yes.
Too. All right, Peter wants to know which trade would be the priority: Merritt to Fife, Brayshaw to Crouch, or Jacobs to Grundy. I only have the cash for one of them.
I think he'll be looking at the Jacobs to Grundy this week.
Yeah.
I think Jacobs won't play. So that's just keep an eye on that.
Jacobs has probably been disappointing.
He has.
Enough there.
It feels like it's a good reason to do
Brayshaw to Crouch would be a great sort of rookie upgrade to get him in. But Brayshaw's probably after that good game on the weekend. He's probably got a little bit more time in the side to make a little bit more cash and do his job.
He's good.
Score 70s for you.
Mm.
Yeah, interesting. Thomas Lee, would a sideways trade from Goddard to Whitfield be reasonable considering how bad Goddard has been the last two rounds?
That's a rage trade that you don't reverse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
Stuff Goddard.
Some people handle dual position well.
Yep.
And
embrace
some,
it.
It's just like a weight on their shoulders, Roy.
Look at Pig. He said, forward status, give it to me. Yep. I'm pure mid now.
And Goddard goes, yeah, thanks for the defender status, 73-36. Throw up in your mouth.
Goodbye.
Yuck.
Goodbye, Goddard.
See ya. Yeah, get rid of it.
All right, next one here, Brent Hutton. Hey, boys, love the podcast. Thanks,
yep,
Brent.
Thanks.
Is it a waste of a trade going Croden to Ronke or Ronk? Pretty well straight swap at this stage.
Aren't you mates with him anymore?
Oh, well, no, because I don't own him, like you.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. So Ronk to me, Ronke to Cow. Yep. Sorry. Is it...
Croden's been doing... awful, been putting out awful scores.
Croden, 27. It's time to go for Croden.
He's gone, started going down in price.
27, 26.
But you're
so would you sideways
that? Ronk,
yeah.
Or do you
try
get
to,
some cash?
Yeah.
I want some cash there.
I know it's a hard one, but how much is Ronk going to make? This is I'm 180ing on this.
Yeah.
Is that, or 360, 180, jeez, going around.
I hear, I hear because he's going to make a lot. I just feel like an instant cash grab.
To do something with that initially.
Yeah.
Especially with,
but it's not going to be a lot because Croden. 300? Less?
No, he's 295, but that's 125 you can get if Dylan Clark's named this week as a mid-forward dog.
Yeah.
So if he's named, chuck him in your forward line, make yourself 100.
Yeah, okay, it's got to be a good one then, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So if Clark's named, it's definitely to Clark.
Yep.
If he's not named, I guess you could go but the wrong.
That's luxury. That's a luxury. It's mega luxury. He must have something else to fix up other than that.
Sure. Oh, no, but Croydon has to go.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, okay.
But so you're saying take the money so you can fix up somewhere else.
Yeah, potentially.
Sam Newman. G'day, legends. Who goes first out of Billings?
Yep. Yes.
Christensen. Billings still ahead of Christensen.
Yes.
Doudet, Finlayson.
Well, I stand where I stood 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
If you like watching any football and there's a chance you come across a Saints game and you might actually watch in the next any weeks, get rid of Billings ASAP. Do not put yourself through it.
Billings scores what Doudet scores.
He does.
Pretty much.
Okay.
And you get a bit more money out of him.
All right.
Not much.
My dislike of Billings is obvious. However, he plays Collingwood this week. Yeah. If he's ever going to score, it will be this week. If you've given him one more week through these last horrific weeks, this is the week to give him one more week and you get rid of Finlayson.
You know what? His highest score in the last 3 weeks for Billings is 66.
I'll take it back. Get him out. He couldn't score against our damn Masters team.
We're running out of time, you boys. Couple of quick ones from Crypto Boys. Pick two. Rockliffe, Crouch, Danger. Crouch and Danger just because
of the bye.
Of the bye?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The real Lockie Steele. Will Titch get tagged every game now? Should I get him out and get in Jack McRae?
Not every team has jumped on board this, the tagger returning thing. Not everyone has a player with the ability to actually tag well either. Yep. So he's going to be tagged more than he was last year.
Yep.
He's not going to face a great tagger every week.
Yep.
But, yep, tagging is an issue for him from now on.
Right. We don't have much time to get through now these questions. At Warney DT is where you can, I'll try to give you some help at some point.
At Roy DT if I'm in a good mood.
At Calvin DT, I wouldn't even bother.
Well, if you're in a good mood as well, Roy. Yeah, good call. All right, time is up here on the show for this week. Make sure you're tuning in on Thursday night from 6 p.m. on our Facebook page. Then you can catch us live doing our thing, talking about the round 9 teams, which are coming up. A couple of things from Pete here at the moment. Now, there's been an interesting one. Collingwood have recorded 400 disposal more in 6 of 8 games this season. They are in form at the moment. Fantasy points 4 at the minute. So no problem with having any of those guys. Carlton, the worst, Roy, going around.
Gulp.
For the season. Now, the low fantasy points, Gold Coast, GWS, and North Melbourne. GWS are interesting there as, for round 8.
Struggling, dog.
And, that's exactly the same thing I was just reading there. The season one, Carlton, North Melbourne and Gold Coast is what we have got there. So, Cal, just a quick one. This week we've got Calvin's Captains. You'll see that on Thursday up on afl.com.au, your video. It's McRae.
McRae, if you've got him, of course. Wicked numbers against the Crows, but as I said, is this the week he gets the attention? I'm not sure. But, of course, if you've got him, you keep rolling with
it. But then is Titch going to be safe this week now that he's got the Lions this week?
So, who did McRae play last week?
The Lions.
The Lions. Mm. So, and they had like 3 or 4 guys rack up over 30 touches each. So, he's going to be okay. The only chance of a tag won't be from Mitch Robinson because he's been too good not tagging.
Yeah.
The only danger would be from Nick Robertson.
Yeah.
But I think he could also go to a sick dog and just really get under his skin. But
he's more suited to that forward tagging role.
I don't think he could go to a pick. I don't think they've got anyone really, Brisbane, that could go to someone. And if they do, why didn't they do it last week on a guy who's racked up 47 touches?
I hate overreactive things in the AFL, though. This could be an overreactive.
It could be. So, other than that, I like Treloar too, boys. I think he's going to be
wicked. That's nice. Roy's Trade Talk, we'll see that, the video on Tuesday up on afl.com.au. So make sure you're clicking through that via the app. Ed Phillips is the most traded in player at the moment. And with right, Rocky is at number 4. People are on board.
Oh, I love it. Good on you.
It is very exciting. Thanks for tuning in. Leave us a review on iTunes if you're feeling nice. And make sure you are subscribing over there and catching everything on afl.com.au/fantasy. Good luck for this week.